Dundalk assistant manager Vinnie Peart. Vinnie, happy with the win? I think it's 2010 since Dundalk last won in Tala.
Yeah, I think it was a very, very good performance. I think the legs went probably at the end, but that aside, you know, it's been a wonderful 2 days and we've got to take huge confidence out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you had a tough game on Saturday night to get the 3 points from there. You've bounced back since the cold rain game, and tonight it was always going to be difficult, but you took the chances when they came, and Richie Tell put his penalties home very, very well.
Yeah, the only thing is, I don't know whether we took the chances when they came. I think we were good enough to be 2, 3, probably 4 up at different stages. But look, it's been, as I said, it was a tough pitch to play on Saturday against Sligo. So it took a bit out of legs, albeit we were against 11v10, but it still took a bit out of legs. And tonight, you know, it's not ideal. We had to travel back from Sligo. So the club have been brilliant. They've backed us and helped us out over the last couple of days. We stayed in Sligo and got as much rest as we could in after the game. And, you know, it just used positive self the last couple of days. So onwards and upwards.
And Pat Tobin, he had a great chance to get the third goal. That could have put the game to bed.
Yeah, of course. But look, you know, Rovers are a good side. They've a lot of good players. They've got strength and depth. And we knew they'd come at us. We just, probably the only time we didn't defend things properly was just at that stage. So look, the tie is still alive, but we've got 2 away goals and we've got to be positive with that, you know.
And next Friday night, Bohemians.
Yeah, next Friday against Bohemians, a much, much improved side. It'll be a difficult game. We watched them last Friday night and they were very good against Shelbourne. They just ran out of sort of a bit of legs at one stage in the middle of the game. So it's going to be a difficult game for us on Friday, but it's a massive 3 points coming up.